You turn to Marketplace for the latest news about what's happening in the economy and how it impacts you and your community. When you donate to support our nonprofit newsroom, you can also get something a little more tangible. We have a great lineup of donor thank you gifts right now. A shrinkflation mini tote bag, water bottles, mugs, hats, and more. Contribute any amount to make a difference and pick up one of these gifts. Go to marketplace.org/givetech.
It's the Marketplace Tech Podcast for Wednesday, the 24th. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. How many times has one of these things happened to you? The fated reply all mistake when you meant to send it to just one person? Or that email you sent in anger when you should have kept it as a draft a little bit longer? Well, Google has officially added an undo send option to its Gmail service this week. You can choose a delay time from 5 to 30 seconds, and Gmail will yank that message back out of the internet for you. Alex Gourley helped develop the feature. He's product management director at Google.
And I don't know about you, but you know how frequently I have this feeling where you hit send on the email, and for some reason, the instant that you hit send is the instant that your brain remembers that you wanted to add that extra sentence or that you meant to add an additional recipient.
Alex Gourley at Google. Also, ahead of the Apple Music launch, Google just made all of its human-curated music playlists totally free. Let the tech giant battles for music streaming customers begin. The Echo, Amazon's speaker/microphone, is like Apple's Siri, Google Now, or Microsoft's Cortana. The Echo's personal assistant is called Alexa, and she helps you do all sorts of things. Amazon announced this week that $179 device is available for everyone for the first time. Senior Marketplace tech correspondent Molly Wood is here to chat more about it. Molly, this is sort of like the other personal assistants except hardware.
You know, we all are sort of just getting used to the idea of the digital assistant, the idea that you can ask your phone questions out loud and it will answer you. And then Amazon just kind of skipped right ahead to home appliance version. It can tell you the weather. It can look up answers on Wikipedia. And it can, if you're an Amazon Prime member, order things for you. So you could sort of, you could just say, you know, Alexa, reorder toilet paper, and it'll be inbound.
Is this just another kind of dabbling in hardware move from Amazon, or do you think it is potentially an important piece of hardware?
You know, I think in terms of sort of kooky out there hardware-based ideas, delivery by drones has more potential for Amazon than the Echo. Smart home devices and Internet of Things devices, one thing that's interesting about it that I failed to note is that it can control other connected home devices. And so if they're positioning it as a hub for the sort of future Internet of Things, that gives it some potential, but it's very early. Most people, most mainstream consumers, I think, even if it can do the shopping for you, aren't ready to have a voice-controlled black cylindrical robotic assistant sitting in the living room that they talk to all the time. That's kind of far out there still.
Marketplace's Molly Wood. Molly, thank you so much.
My pleasure.
All this week, we are reporting a series about technology in prisons called Jailbreak. Yesterday, we talked with a researcher about how video visitation helps prisoners connect with their loved ones. Well, today, I want to tell you about a new program that uses similar technology to fill a really important role in the development of small children. Organizers say it's the first of its kind in the country, and it's called Telestory. Here in New York, families of inmates bring their children to the main branch of the Brooklyn Public Library to a special room that is filled with toys and books and connected to a prison on Rikers Island. In the prison, an inmate who has had training gets a rare opportunity to read a book to their child. The other day, we went to the Brooklyn Public Library's main branch to see the program in action. First, we spoke with Nick Higgins, Director of Outreach Services.
So we have a big, really video screen in front of us with a Cisco unit and camera that's located right below. Once a dad is in front of his screen on the jail side, basically the faucet will be turned on and we'll be able to see him and he'll be able to see us.
On the day we were visiting, a family was coming in to take part and we got to chat with them.
My name is Luz Maldonado Romero and I am from the Bronx. That's Morgan. Say hi, I'm 2 years old. That's my son, Naziah.
Hi.
How old are you,
Naziah? 10.
Luz, this is your third visit?
Yes.
What has your experience been?
The first time, I want to say that it was emotional. He can tell you I surprised him.
Did it surprise you, Naziah?
Yeah.
Because what?
To see him.
How often do you usually get to see your dad?
Maybe a week.
Once every week or so or something? Mm-hmm. Is it like a big production to actually go for a visit in person?
As myself, I would visit him often, one-on-one. But as for her, just the waiting in itself for a child is ridiculous. She's two. They get hungry, they get anxious, they get annoyed, they start to cry. It's just, you know, we're here in the library, you have books, you have toys, you have markers, you have crayons. You can't take that at Rikers, so, you know.
What else do you think is important about this time that you get to spend with Ray as the whole family?
I don't know. It helps him, I guess, reflect.
Helps him?
Yeah, helps him reflect into... They're going to think about the stuff that could have, would have, should have. But it just helps them, you know, be a better, I don't know, a person. It makes them understand that this is my time and I got to make the best of it. So the fact that I'm able to read to my child, the fact that I'm engaging with my child in an intellectual way would be helpful for her future, you know, because it matters.
Hello. Hi, baby.
Hey, hi.
What's up, Nas? You got a book for me? Let me see a book. What book you got?
That was Luz Maldonado Romero, her husband Ray, and their kids Morgan and Naziah. Full disclosure, my wife Sarah is a librarian in the larger Brooklyn Public Library system, though she's not involved in the Telestory program. You can find more information on all of our Jailbreak stories this week at marketplacetech.org. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's our show today. This is APM.
Hey everyone, it's Rima Khreis, host of This Is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This Is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This Is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.